every 1,000. So if instead of testing 40,000 and finding one, if we tested 80,000, would we find two? If we tested all of them, would we find 1,000 cases?
There are other bad news for the meat industry. A study from the Harvard School of Public Health came out in March, and it says that any level of red meat one consumes increases one's chances of death.
It's true. They used to think it was just processed meat, processed beef, but no, this study found it was unprocessed beef as well. And it found that it's not just heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, the big three that we already knew were correlated very strongly to red meat consumption, but all causes of death were increased. Premature death were increased by levels of beef consumption.
How does an ice cream heir become a food activist?
By eating too much ice cream and feeling lousy and watching my uncle, Bert Baskin, my dad's brother-in-law and partner, the co-founder of the company, die of a heart attack at the age of 54. A very big man who ate a lot of ice cream. He died very early.
What happened when you turned your back on the family business?
My dad was very angry. He had groomed me to succeed him. He planned that for my life. And honestly, I felt very bad that the choice I had to make to be true to my integrity also caused him suffering. I didn't see a way to reconcile that. I just had to follow my own inner voice, if you will, and be true to myself, even though it was so incompatible with his desires. You know, as a father now myself, I've seen that we often will have expectations for our children, ideas of what would make their life most prosperous and happy and beautiful. And the problem isn't in having those ideas. The problem is if those ideas are incongruent with the inner destiny and capabilities of our children. And in my case as a youngster, my dad's plan for my life really didn't fit for me. So we had our problems. I left the business, and to be consistent, I told him I didn't want to have any money of his. I didn't want to have any access to his fortune. I didn't want to depend on it in any way. And so I lived very simply, very much like everyone else in the world. I jokingly say, flippantly say, that in my family of origin, roughing it meant that room service was late. but I married my wife. We've been together now 45 years, and we really did rough it. We moved to a little island off the coast of British Columbia, built a one-room, very small log cabin, and lived there for 10 years, growing our own food.
The title of your latest book comes from what you see as a misleading ad campaign by the California Milk Advisory Board. Happy Cows, what was that all about?
Well, they're telling the public that Happy Cows, they say great cheese comes from Happy Cows, and Happy Cows come from California. They're trying to sell California cheese and other California dairy products throughout the nation. And they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on the ad campaign. The problem is there are no happy cows in industrialized feedlot dairy production, particularly ironically in California. The dairy industry in the state is focused in the San Joaquin Valley, and there's immense feedlots there with 10,000. There's one with 20,000 dairy cows in it. These animals never see a blade of grass in their lives. Unlike, by the way, Wisconsin, which used to be known as the nation's dairy state, which is a much greener place with a lot more rainfall. The part of California where California dairies are located is very dry.
What about the environmental effects of factory farming?
Well, when you concentrate a very large number of animals in a very small area, the feeding densities are very high, and there are reasons it's done that are profitable for the industry. It lowers costs, but it externalizes those costs, and pollution is a big one. The dairy industry, for example, in California, produces an extraordinary, an extravagant amount of manure that is not returned to soil as fertilizer. Instead, it basically winds up in the groundwater of the state, polluting the drinking water of many tens of millions of people.
Also a lot of